A voice of American radicalism was silenced this week. 86-year-old Thule Kupferberg died. He's a radical voice of American history that spans an era that began in the beat poet times of the 1950s and goes to the grunge musical era and well beyond that. Ben Cesario joins us, staff reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thule Kupferberg was a member of the influential group The Fugs, but his history of radicalism in America predates even that group. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
What have we lost here?
Well, we've lost an important figure in rock and roll. The Fugs were... In some ways, a little bit marginal in 1960s music. Their influence is a little hard to hear today, but still they're very important. But I think more importantly, Thule Kupferberg was a real icon of the counterculture in New York and in America more generally. As you said, he was an important beat before he got involved in rock and roll. And was sort of such a celebrity and such a sort of, underground celebrity that he was even sort of, he's even mentioned in Allen Ginsberg's poem Howl. Mm. He's the character who jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge and lived. Actually, it was the Manhattan Bridge, and it was something that embarrassed him a lot.
Yeah, he didn't like that that reference at all, but he really does typify a time when it seemed as though anything was possible, stunts and happenings and political showmanship. Listen to this. Kill, kill, kill for me. Kill, kill, kill for me. If you don't like the people or the way that they talk, if you don't like their manners or the way that they walk, kill, 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 kill for peace. I mean, they loved to push things to the edge there, the Fugs, right, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, there's an element of absurdism and black comedy in a lot of what they did. The Fugs were sort of one of the most profane groups of the era. A lot of their songs are deliberately juvenile and obscene. They're also very literary. Songs are based on poems by William Blake and Swinburne.
Or based on...
They're best known for the sort of very, very confrontational political themes.
Or they're based on nothing at all. Listen.
January, nothing. February, nothing. March and April, nothing. May and
Ben, who thought of Thule Kupferberg as a national treasure? I mean, you really had a fundraiser here in New York when he got ill, and it attracted an enormous number of characters.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beloved... Or he was, a beloved sort of grandfatherly figure for all kinds of nonconformists and rock stars. And Lou Reed was there, and Sonic Youth was there. And there's a young songwriter in New York named Jeffrey Lewis who, I know, loves Thule. He's a slightly difficult. It's slightly difficult to sort of put your finger on exactly what his influence is because I think it was kind of diffuse.
He was a conscience. He's certainly unlikely to ever be replaced. Ben Cesario, thanks so much. Staff reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Remembering Thule Kupferberg, who died at age 86 this week, one of the founding members of the Fugs.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.